It is 44 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's a Wednesday. It's your 18th day of March. And March brings March mania.
Yeah.
Good morning, our VIPs.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Yes. From First Northern Bank, we've got to kick off our March Mania Selection Sunday this past week. They had some playing games last night.
A couple good playing games, too. Close playing games.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So this year, it's March Mania, and we have with us our VIPs in studio, and we'll talk about a lot of things coming up here before we get to the brackets and talk about some games and such. But joining us for our VIPs this year, back, Whitney Answerkey Sweeney. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us again back this year.
Of course.
And her cohort at First Northern Bank. And Whitney's had to see his trophy. She's going to want to.
Yeah, it's been a little painful this year.
She's going to want to get that on her desk. Chris, the prognosticator. Herps, good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bob.
How you doing?
Great to be back.
Yeah, you had a whole year to bask in your glory.
That's right. Rub it in Whitney's face a little bit. And so it's been a good year.
And we'll see, though. I think she's going to want that on her desk.
Oh, yeah.
I know that. Grant Boom Shakalaka Yuri with us this morning.
Yeah, it's mine.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
He's pretty confident, isn't he, James?
Yeah. He's ready to go.
Yep, I'm on fire.
We want to welcome Grant Boom Shakalaka. How do you get the Boom Shakalaka?
From NBA Jam 1993.
Yeah. The video game. Yeah.
The video game.
Mm-hmm.
Look how he said
that's
that.
Going down the road.
That was NBA 1993.
NBA Jam. A classic.
Boom shakalaka. Boom shakalaka. And how did you come about with the prognosticator, Chris?
Well, I just predicted my win last year, so I'm going for it again this year.
You were like Joe Namath when he predicted his, right?
I was probably the biggest underdog, too, last year, so... Okay, kind of like the Jets in the Super Bowl III.
All right, there you go. Tell us about the answer key.
I don't know. I feel like it was answer key until you get to the end. So I'm going to have to work on that this year.
All right. And, of course, James has been the bookie.
Yep. So I'm back for another ride.
For another ride this year.
We're going to try it a little bit better this year.
We're going to play some March Mania, and you get to play along with our VIPs from First Northern Bank and Sheridan Media and... basically, it's throw a dart.
Pretty much. Yeah. You can sit and do as much research as you want.
But yeah. The beautiful thing, beautiful thing about our software when you go to it is you can hover over the games or each team, and it gives you all their stats,
mm-hmm.
which is totally useless, I think, even though they're impressive.
Some people find it useful, but it doesn't matter for when you're picking.
The ones who find it useful usually are ones in last place. You just got to throw a dart.
You throw a dart at it.
Read the injury report. That's probably the most important.
Yeah, that is, actually.
Injury report and travel, yeah.
Yeah, good point, Chris. Read the injury report. Their starting guard that's been scoring 40 points is gone. That's probably an indicator, right? So you go to the contest page at sharedmedia.com, and you click on the March Mania banner, and it takes you to, you sign in just like you did last year. And if you haven't signed in or if you never played before, James, pretty easy, right?
Yeah, sign up. We don't. Our tournament doesn't kick off until 10 a.m., the first games of the actual first round. So you still got, easily 24 hours to go in and make your picks and everything. So
10 a.m. tomorrow?
10 a.m. tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Right. So first game's tomorrow, so get in on the bracket and sign up. You can use your typical password that you did last year, and if not, you can change it and get one if you forget, like a lot of people do. It's common. Forget your passwords. What was it? But get signed up and play, because we have some great prizes from, once again, Kilpatrick Creations. We have prizes for the overall winner, of course, some really cool gear. We've got prizes for if your teams are making it to the Savory 16. We can't say the other word because that's copyrighted. The Savory 16 is what we call it. And if we have prizes, if you make it to the Fab 4. You know, pretty soon they're just going to copyright everything.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're just playing basketball. And you can't say anything. So to the Fab 4. So we have prizes from Kilpatrick Creations. They're back with us. And, of course, our great sponsor, First Northern Bank. Got enough employees. Can play the whole brackets.
Got a few. What do we got, 32?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Yes. So they're going to play along with First Northern Bank and Sheridan Media, March Media. Get signed up. Go to the contest page, SheridanMedia.com. Real easy. Just, I mean, when I sat down yesterday afternoon, I was just like, pick. You know what I did? I'll just tell you what I did.
Yeah.
Colors.
No. No, that was Melody that did that.
Yeah.
I just picked the number one, the better top seeds. Just
you're going went, chalk.
I just went chalk. Yeah.
Chalk.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
That's how it was last year, right?
It was pretty chalky last year. I think it was all one seeds last year that made it to the
it was
to the last.
Yeah. So, just pick, play along, have some fun with us, and so we had some playing games last night, James. Which ones were those?
It was Texas, NC State. Where's the one of them? And Texas won that one, so they take on BYU now. And then Howard and UMBC, and Howard won that one, so they'll take on one-seeded Michigan. So,
and BYU takes on Texas.
Texas,
all
yes.
Right. So let's look at the East bracket, shall we, everyone? And if you make a glance over the top of that, what are you thinking, Whitney? Who's going to advance out of that Eastern bracket just off the top of your head?
You know, most likely Duke, because that's what they do, but not at the end. I've said before, they've kind of let me down, and that happened again. So I don't know, but they're always strong in the tournament. I think they'll make it quite far.
Let's look at the West. What do you think?
West, I don't know. I see here on Bob's bracket, he has a little bit of confidence in Purdue, but I don't know.
Don't be telling everybody what that bracket
I think
looks
they're
like.
A little overrated, so I don't know if I would agree with that. I still hope for the Zags, same as last year.
Yes.
They won their conference, and I hope that they go far.
How about the South? What do you think?
Ooh, South. I think Florida will be strong. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I wish for Nebraska, though, honestly. They had such a good start to their season and really kind of fell off the rails at the end, just come out a little bit slow. But having a daughter in Nebraska, we watched them quite a bit this year, and I really like them. So
nice. How about the Midwest?
Midwest. I think, honestly, I think Michigan.
Okay.
I'm going to go pretty predictable there as well.
All right. Chris, let's start from you on the eastern side of the bracket. What do you think? Just off the top of your head.
I think the East is loaded.
Mr. Prognosticator.
Yeah. I mean, the East is loaded.
It is.
I'm actually leaning towards Michigan State. Duke's got some injury problems. Maybe those kids come back before they get to the Sweet 16. But Michigan State's always tough this time of year. Can rebound, play defense. Yeah, so that's probably where I'm leaning towards.
How would you like to be North Dakota State? They play Michigan State right after the first game.
Yeah.
I think I'd call in sick.
Yeah, it might be a good idea.
It's a good warm-up.
All right. Yeah, good warm-up. What about the South, Chris?
South, you know, I'm leaning towards Houston to get some revenge on Florida. The Elite Eight is in the Sweet 16 is in Houston, so kind of a home court advantage. So I'm going to say Houston gets revenge on Florida from last year's title game loss.
How about the West?
West, I'm going to go Arizona, but I'm really liking Purdue the way they played last weekend.
Okay.
But I think Arizona's going to take them.
Okay. All right. And the Midwest?
Midwest, I'm going to go with Michigan. I really like to see Iowa State make it, but I've picked them in the past, and they let me down, so I'm going to stick with Michigan.
Okay. All right, boom shakalaka, 1992. Let's look at the Eastern side, huh?
It's all pretty chalky on East and the South, so I have Duke and Connecticut, and Duke's going to take it all. The only upset I have is Michigan State losing to South Florida in the Sweet 16. But other than that, Duke.
Okay. How about the South?
Houston. I'm going with Houston, beating Florida.
Oh, all right.
But I'm sending Houston in the Final Four.
Okay, all right. Houston in the Final Four. That's I got Houston in the Final Four. I don't disagree with that. Midwest.
This is where I get a little weird. I think I'm going with Arkansas.
Wow.
Beating BYU who upsets Purdue. This one's the weird one. So, Arkansas.
Oh, in the West. Arkansas. Yeah. Okay, all right. Arkansas.
They looked good last weekend, too.
Mm-hmm.
BYU might be a sleeper, too.
That's what I thought. So I have them beating Purdue, then losing to Arkansas.
Okay. What about the Midwest?
The West. Yeah.
Midwest. I have Iowa State beating Michigan, heading to the Final Four. Iowa State.
Okay.
They're going to let me down, too. So
we're going to get let down.
This is all Yao can say. By about the third game, you'll be like, all right, well, that was fun.
So next week when we're all in here,
yeah,
it'll be a whole
way different.
Exactly. All right, James, let's start in the eastern side of the bracket.
Duke is the East is loaded. About the first four seeds you can probably really make an argument for. Even five seeds. St. John's just won the conference over UConn. I mean, and they're a five seed now in this tournament, so you can make an argument for them. Lots of really good coaching in this bracket, or in this side of the bracket as well. I like the Michigan State pick. Tom Izzo, he's been doing it forever, and his team always ends up playing a lot better in this tournament. It's hard to pick against UConn, though. Mm-hmm. But I'll go Michigan State with Chris. I'll go Michigan State coming out of the East.
Really? Okay. All right. How about the South?
I like Florida here. There's a couple upsets I do see happening in this one. I think VCU can beat North Carolina. North Carolina is dealing with some injuries right now too. And I like that VCU team. Vanderbilt just had a really good SEC tournament as well as a five seed here. I think they can make some noise as well. But Florida's loaded, and I like them to come out of this one. And Houston, two seed, they're always really good, but they play incredibly slow, and I think sometimes that can catch up to them, especially with a faster offense.
They got good big men, though.
Yeah, they're a good team. They always play good. They're always one or two seed in this tournament, it feels
good,
like.
Good freshman point guard, too. That Fleming's kid's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a true freshman, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
He's like 18 years old. Can you imagine?
No.
Can't. Yeah. All right, how about the Midwest?
The Midwest, Michigan, I mean, looked really good all season long. I think I wouldn't be stunned by anything that they do. They have a play-in team here, an 11 seed that has to win tonight, Miami of Ohio. They've lost one game the entire season, and it was in their conference tournament. So I think you have to pay attention to them. If they can upset Tennessee, maybe they can go on a little bit of a run here too. But again, this is another side of the tournament. Alabama plays really fast, but three seed Virginia plays incredibly slow. Iowa State, very good defensively, but plays incredibly slow as well. This one could have a couple upsets, but I'm gonna go Michigan coming out of this one, out of the Midwest.
And the West.
The West is, I think, a little bit chalkier. I actually like Arizona or Purdue coming out of this one. But Purdue, they've slipped up a couple times in this tournament and lost some big high-seeded to some big high-seeded teams before. They were a six. They lost to a 16 seed. It was 2-3 years ago now or something like that. And people forget that all the time. I don't think that's going to happen this year. But Purdue sometimes does come out of this and then end up flailing away, if you will. But I do like I like Arizona. They had a very good Big 12 tournament and on the whole thing. So
I did Arizona. Pick Purdue that year. Just so you know.
Yeah, I did.
That's, I remember.
That makes it tough. Yeah. I think. I mean. Nobody's picking the 16 over one, you know, and then when it happens, you're like, all right, well, now we're screwed.
It's happened twice in the history.
Yeah, twice, I think, yeah.
Right. I was talking with ChatGPT yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And
as you do. Yeah.
It said you should always pick an 15th seed, an eighth seed to upset a one seed.
Mm-hmm. Always does happen. Pick one. It does happen
always
frequently.
Always pick
them. Yeah.
I was like, okay. All right.
Except last year.
I was just curious because I've heard people say you let ChatGPT do it, let AI do it for you and see what it is. And it was interesting how it did pick. There's
plenty of stats out there.
I didn't go
every direction.
But does ChatGPT know about the NIL deals?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, <that's>...
I bet it does, Grant. I know.
Pass.
Right? I know, right? It only knows so much, yeah. So you can only put so much into it. But James sound really good there. But if you're like some people that want to play,
not
and they
matter.
Have no clue,
yeah.
Just pick.
You're
right?
Gonna end up better than me, even with everything I look at. It doesn't matter
because we have some pretty knowledgeable people in here today, talking pretty articulately about their teams and the brackets and such. And then there's people like me is like, you know, I kind of hear about, you know, mm-hmm. who the top five, top 10 teams are. But, you know, for the most part, I'm just
picking for fun,
poking away. You never know. You could be a winner of some great prizes from Kilpatrick Creations this year for our overall winner. Got a great package. We got winner packages for our Savory 16, packages for our Fab Four. When you play the First Northern Bank March Mania with Chris the Prognosticator, Herbst, Whitney Answer Key Sweeney, will she bring that trophy to her desk this year?
She will.
Or will it end up on Boom Side Shakalaka's bet. Desk?
Yep. Boom Shakalaka.
Or will James display it proudly?
I need it. I have an empty space for a trophy on the desk.
Okay. All right. There we go. Well, next week, it's going to be interesting.
We'll all, our brackets will all be busted.
We'll all be back here next week, next Wednesday. Play along with us. It's March Mania. First Northern Bank with Chris Herbst, Whitney Sweeney, James Timberlake, Grant Urey. You can play along, and we want you to do that. Win some great prizes and have some fun. Get that office pool going. And VIPs, we'll see you next week. All right. Listening to News Talk 930. KROE Sheridan, it's 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way. Girl, you cut those jeans just right.